What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Oh, residents in Cairns, they're on a common sense roll with our council for a change. Gee, this is 2 days running. Have a listen to this. It's under the heading Tenant Tax Back Down. This is across page 5 of the Cairns Post. Council to drop controversial charge after, wait for it, immense public backlash. And this is exactly what we saw with the cashless business, thanks to Frankie Hogan, our newfound community leader. Now, this is what Isaac McCarthy has written here today. The Cairns Council has dropped its proposal to separately rate investment properties after intense public backlash from property owners and realtors. Now, a differential rating system on non-principal places of residence, colloquially known as the tenant tax, was put on the table after the 22-23 budget release, but did not become widely known until investment property owners received a probing letter from council in November 2022. Property owners were furious. They were indignant that they were being targeted for revenue raising in a time of increasing interest rates. Some began to call it the thin edge of the wedge and expected council to use the measure to justify future rate hikes. Now, it goes on to say Cairns realtors and sector experts quickly fell in behind the landlords, and some described the move as dumb in a time of dwindling rental property stock. Then several councillors denounced it in swift reaction to the outcry. Division 9 councillor Brett Isles called it unfair. Division 5 councillor Amy Eden said it was not the right fit. And Division 3 councillor Cathy Zyga said it was inequitable. If I remember rightly, Cathy Zyga was the first one to say, hang on a minute, this doesn't fit, and it certainly doesn't fit with me. And she spoke about that particular decision right from day one on this talkback show. She's on the line now, Division 3 councillor Cathy Zyga. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And congratulations on your day one judgment. It appears everyone's falling in behind.
Common sense, John. Common sense. In a time where we don't have hardly any rentals, why would you just want to discourage people from having rentals and just make it harder? Mm. And of course, all those charges just get, pushed on. And I realise, again, same with the decision the officers were looking for with the cash. They're trying to get income in. But you know what? There's other ways of doing it. And I just think, we need to be looking a little bit more at the Airbnbs running as commercial properties and rating them accordingly. And that takes the pressure off our residents. And, the average mum and dad who's got a second property. So, yeah, good news today. That is good.
Well, it's interesting you picked up on this. You must have very sensitive sensors or whatever. You picked up on day one that you didn't think it was appropriate or right or what would be popular. And yet it took some time for the others to realise what you were talking about. I mean, talk to me about that decision-making process. Some people see things in black and white, like you clearly do. Others get confused by all the greys in between.
It is interesting, and I often think, I'm just a standard person, and I've struggled, most of my life, and I get it. I get all this stuff. I get that we don't understand all the administrative bureaucracy. I still don't, So I try and look at it through the eyes of the average people that aren't involved in council and all the rest of it.
Yes.
And how would you understand that? What you would think, why would they do that to us? It's like, why would you take away the cash? Mm. Why would you charge us extra when we're trying to, just get ahead, for goodness sake? Mm. So that's how I see things automatically. But I also understand, from the officer's point of view, they said when they do a presentation and a workshop to us, they'll put it through, this is really important that this happens. Mm. And often it'll be other councils do it.
Mm.
And then, other councils will go, oh, well, other councils do it. It must be a standard thing. Well, I'm just like, well, just because someone else does it doesn't mean that it's good for us.
Mm.
And especially at this particular time of life when we're all really having a hard time. So, nothing. I just kind of look at it and go, oh, geez, I wouldn't like that.
Mm.
So, that seems to be it.
Mm.
That seems to be the key.
I'm interested in your view of this victory. Fundamentally, headed by Frankie Hogan. This is the newfound voice of the people of Cairns. Frankie Hogan, what did you think of that yesterday? All the hands went up. It was full support from the councillors all of a sudden. They changed their minds largely and said, no, Frankie and all your thousands who signed that petition, sorry, you were right.
I tell you what, I walked in and I knew that a new motion was going to be put forward, and that only happened the day before. I remember sitting, in the mayor's office with Councillor Olds, and we're, chatting away, and then I didn't realise that Terry was going to do that, and then he phoned me later, and I'm like, oh, hello, lights are on. So when I walked in, I had a big smile on my face, and the place was packed, and the vibe was amazing, and I saw Frankie, and she grabbed my hands, and I'm like, yeah, I think you're up for some good news today, honey. And then I walked around and some guy went for me and goes, I'm here for the cash. And I said, good. I'm here to help. And he's like, oh, okay then. And it was just so amazing. And it was great to see in both of these cases, with the cash, with the non-PPR, that this is the voice of the people.
Yes.
And that's who we are here to serve.
Yes.
And I congratulated everyone to say, look, thank you for coming in. Thank you for making a noise. Thank you for sending me hundreds of emails, and thank you for that, because that's how we know. Mm. Because when it was first presented to us, they said that they had only had 49 complaints about the cash. And I'm like, oh, can't be right. I've had that many myself. And then but that was they're the only ones that were actually registered. Someone had gone through the right protocols to get them registered. Yeah. And of course, not everyone does that. Because, how do you know to do that? And, so it's really, really important to make a noise. And and we can see, we've had success in both cases. So, look, hats off to our community. We have an amazing community and it's great to hear what they want. So,
And what's the lesson to be learned by one little resident of our beautiful city called Frankie Hogan? She said, no, I'm digging my heels in here. Tell me what that tells us about the power of one.
Exactly. And that's what I said to her. She was texting me that day afterwards, and I said, thank you for inspiring everyone to know they can stand up and make a difference.
Mm.
And whilst things may not always work out how that one person wants it to, but when it's in the interest of the whole community and everyone jumps on board, it does. But nothing is ever wasted. The whole experience of doing that, you learn so much in that experience. I always encourage people, if you want to put a petition together, do it. Mm. I'll help you do it. You know, and if it doesn't have legs, well, so be it, but you've learnt so much. But to actually, she's a sweetheart. She got in there and she did it, and all these people were behind her, and I'm like, you go, girl. So, the power of one and just inspiring others around her.
Exactly. You didn't hear it probably yesterday or this morning on air, but it was just illuminating about what's possible if you believe in it strongly enough. By the way, it says here, this is Frankie this morning off air. She said, please apologise to Cathy Zyga. Amy wasn't the councillor who came up with the idea of cash machines. It was Cathy Zyga. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I think she'd, I don't know.
She must have credited Amy instead of you.
That's okay. I'm just happy that they're coming in. And I remember thinking, why am I having to find this information? But that's okay. I'll do whatever it takes to get the point across.
Let's talk about other challenges where we need more people like this wonderful person, Frankie Hogan. These are children committing the crimes in huge numbers that used to be the exclusive domain of criminal adults, and nobody seems to have any answers. It is obscene what's happening. This is a little 14-year-old kid, Bentley Park this morning, 1 o'clock this morning, going through the house, breaking the handle on the front door, etc. But luckily, somebody had the wisdom to have the deadlock fitted. We've all got to do this now, because these kids are breaking into huge numbers. They are causing misery. They are merciless. They're in our bedrooms, not just in our cars, they're in our bedrooms. Mm. And they're 13 and 14 and 15 years of age, and everybody who could be intervening and thinking of something urgently to do seems to be looking the other way and hoping they don't break into their homes. Their homes are probably very well equipped because they've got the money to pay for security. Lots of people in Cairns are on their knees financially. They can't afford these levels of protection. So where do we go with this? How do we find leadership to get us out of this nightmare, Kathy? You had a park issue at your place, didn't you? You had an issue with a park.
I was telling Luke, this morning at 7 o'clock, I get a call from Dwayne. Now, Dwayne, he kicks a soccer ball around with a couple of other guys, and there's some guys from Clontarf come in the afternoons and help the local kids to play footy, right, on Kalu Park. It's a very big park. But for the fourth time this year, probably more, he said, Kathy, I'm watching a carload full of young kids in a stolen car doing burnouts on Kalu Park right now. So I got in my car and I've driven out. I've taken all the photos. But he said, I called the police. But look, that was, you know, half an hour ago and they're still not here. And I said, oh, look, I'm not sure if they'll come. And, you know, I only had, what can you do? You know, it's just, they go, well, I can imagine the frustration from the police. You know, we catch them and what do we do with them? You know, it's killing me. So, look, you've got a state election coming up in October next year. I see that Yolande's putting a hand up for LNP, and I'm sure there'll be other independents. We shouldn't have to wait for this. This should be instant. We need to have some people to make some serious decisions on how do we deal with this? John, I've got a $40 Bunning sensor outside our garage that focuses on my car, because it's not when will my car, it's not if my car will be taken, it's when. I mean, how horrible is that? And that's so I can hear it if they're out there. And then what do we do, you know? It's just, we're all struggling. And I work with the Southside Interventions, you know, all of these things, and I've got little bits of things happening around the place, and there's some good news stories that, you know, that you hear as well. But it's not the complete answer. It's how do you reach all of these kids and these families that are so dysfunctional and are not raising their kids right, and the police are catching them and then having to let them go.
Thank you. Exactly. Can I just bring up an issue with you and the audience today? They will remember just probably 3 months ago, it might be now, I took the issue of the speakers that are available through the cameras in the CBD. And Terry said, oh, I'll look into that. And he came back and said, oh, no, the technology is actually there. And I, with Brett Moller, he said, yes, we found out the technology is available and that should be fine and we're just processing it now. And then when I checked again, Terry said, oh, there's been an issue. And then I checked with Brett, yes, we're looking into matters. I did ask him, if I remember rightly, surely this isn't a privacy matter. People wouldn't have concerns about the invasion of privacy of criminals breaking into shops in the CBD. Can I just tell you that Villa Romana last week, one of our most popular restaurants on the Esplanade, was broken into, lots of stuff smashed and stolen, etc. That's bad enough. Yeah. On Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday night this week, the same thing happened again. Break-ins at Villa Romana, the one next door or a couple up was smashed into as well. They took lots of stuff from there. It is an invasion from people, largely possibly from the footage, not from here, from other parts out west or up north, and lots of kids, of course, mixed in with them from time. It's incredible what's going on in our town. If indeed the technology is there, and I got an assurance indirectly yesterday from a senior member of council, the technology is there with those cameras to have speakers available to talk to people when they're spotted by the camera room breaking into properties or attacking people or threatening to attack people. Can you follow up? If this is a matter of privacy, this is rubbish.
Oh, 100%, John, 100%. It was only, when was it, the other Monday, we were talking, last week's workshop, about getting dogs. We've had almost daily break-ins to Tobruk Pool. And one of the officers of security, because we can only have security, we can't do the police. And they had a dog, and they managed to catch the kids because the dog goes after the kids. Yes. And we're finding a lot more success if the security guards are trained, obviously, with the correct dog.
Yes.
So I was pushing to try and get some more dogs in and maybe reusing the old McComb Street pound to house the dogs, because you've got to have somewhere suitable. And so at the moment I'm trying to push on that, because they find that, if the dogs are there, people disperse immediately. There's no questions asked. They don't come up in the face of security. So that's another option that we're looking at. And as we all know, dogs are very, very effective. And a highly trained dog with a highly trained handler will reaped some very good results. So pushing on that at the moment. But yes, I'll ask about what when we're in budget talks today. So I'll say, look, is this included?
The speaker technology with our CCTV camera network in the CBD. Because we need every bit of help we can get. We're under siege. Cathy, this city is under siege, particularly our CBD, but the suburbs as well, and everybody has had an absolute gutful of it.
We've had a gutful, and we're working through on some new things, obviously with the dogs, also trying to get patrols, just council security patrols. But, I mean, it all costs money. We're like, you know, why should it have to be costing all this money? Why isn't it being dealt with better?
Thank you.
And, I feel the pain, and I wish I had all the answers, but know that, you know, council is definitely looking at upping our security and doing everything we can with the budgets that we've got. But we need some, you know, we need some serious new legislative changes.
This has been encouraging and illuminating, I've got to say, as always. Thanks, Cathy.
Thanks, John.
That's Councillor Cathy Zeiger. She's the Cairns Councillor for Division 3.